Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, Bad Boy 95 up in this house for real, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Pump Daddy, to my man Big RJ Black in the house, Scoop Blue. This is the Fat Man Scoop in the house, Bad Boy 95 pulling up the spot, Biggie Smalls is the illest. I, you know how we do, son, represent to the fullest like this in the man.
Radio check with DJ Jam on the 1 and 2s, this is Craig Frazier, we're gonna go straight to the phones. Radio check, I got a caller, call your name.
JC.
What's up, JC? Where you calling from, baby?
L.A.
L.A.? What you want to hear tonight?
Yo, I want to check out some of that Notorious Big.
What can I play for you?
Things Done Changed.
Yeah.
Give Me the Loot.
Uh-huh.
Machine Gun Funk.
Word.
Also some of that Warning.
Come on home. Check this out, JC.
What's that?
I got something special for you.
All right.
I got Biggie rapping over some West Coast flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yo, is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Nah. Watch out now.
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boy in the house with a 9-5 piece. Big shout out to my man Mel Smith. To my man Don C. Shan in the house. What's up, Michelle Dre? What's up, bro?
Take a mama screaming that, get a job, nigga. Press to the limit, got to rob me a nigga. Simple and plain, my man scooped me in the hoopie. Whispered in his ear, this is what we got to do, G. Got to bang a nigga, and bang a nigga good. So I can cop a beam to drive the fuck out the hood. Cause baby mama screaming, your daughter 12 months. Can't live life slinging rocks and smoking blunt. Hanging with the niggas don't pay the bill. And being broke at 30, give a nigga the chill. So what we got to do is creep and see a sweet bitch. Yo, you see that shit?
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
Colombian, Dominican, yeah, whatever. Whoever he was, he had it tough under the leather. 2 keys, 20 G's, nigga, please. Blew his brains out, cause witnesses we don't leave. On the road to riches, the diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches, the diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
And the saga continues.
Radio check back on the phones. I got a caller calling your name.
Yo, this is Jam.
Who?
Jam.
DJ Jam?
DJ Jam.
What the fuck you doing on the phone, man? You supposed
man,
to do this.
If JC can get up in here and do his, you know what I'm saying, little roll call, little thing, I know I can get up here and introduce mine, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, chum.
Can I run it down?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just let the record spin, and this is what I want you to play, right?
Alright.
You can hit me off with, first with Ready to Die.
Right.
Come back with, One More Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you gotta hit that, the what, with the Mr. Meth, right?
Yeah.
And then since it is an everyday struggle out there, you can hit me with that joint, too.
That's right. Now bring your ass back in this room and get back on the turntables.
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boy in the house, blowing up the spot and all that.
All this paper, son.
That means so much. Keep it real, son. PR in the house, Nasheed. Super B, Kelly Green, represent to the fullest, no.
After Mad Plus did gin, we had the plan made. I bought my wifey a crib and bought the mafia an arcade. Mad games, pool tables, and candy. A little extra trick and loot be coming in handy. Check it, got on some 95 shit. Sold a 5, bought the 6, Delvec, cop the Lex, we was set. Nino had work all in the projects. Nigga slinging O's, he kept the profit. No one could stop it, we was living it up. All the sexy young bitches stressing, giving it up. Same bitches sucking dick, trying they best to throw me. Said the niggas I killed is out to kill me. Soon as she spoke on that note, I saw trench coats. One had a Mac spitting, all I saw was gun smoke. The other had a shotty, I was shooting everybody, and I wasn't missing. Had to get out this position, niggas still hitting. Feeling hot was in my back, licked 6 shots. Smoked the nigga with the Mac, the nigga with the shotty still busting. Cussing, mighty goons and putas, all I'm trying to do is shoot ya. 2 shots in the Ruger, booyah, blew his ass out, then I passed out. On the road to the riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to the riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
And the saga Bad Boy in the house. For the 9-5 piece. Real niggas, alright?
Yo, check it. All little things. Tell them motherfuckers, bring me some more food pieces. Fuck that. Tell them before they're gonna pick up 10,000 from dead. It's gonna take about like 20 G's from dead. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door. I'm out of here. Nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast. gas and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, I can see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, you're the mafia's big clips all the time. Big Papa kick the war around. Raw flows, and that's how it goes. On the road to bitches, the diamond rings. The real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to bitches, the diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. Check it out, Notorious B.I.G. They represent D.J. to the fullest. Me and Mafia for life. Give a shout out to D.J. Jam, Craig Fraser, Homicide, the whole Radio Check crew, Death Row, the West Coast, my nigga Wiz, my nigga J.C., Money L, Big Funk, the whole Junior Mafia clique, representing Uncle Paulie. 9-5, motherfuckers. Get high, motherfuckers.
You know,
that Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Twist cabbage on fake steak. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. DKNY, Miami, DC, prefer Versace.
Right.
All Philly hoes know it's Mosquito. Every cutie with the booty bought a coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick, cause a Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tents if I want some ass.
Bye-bye.
At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. It still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I say filthy. Richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Can't go no further without shouting out the affiliates. You already know, man. My first big homie, Dollar Rule, he's the CEO of Forever Music. And also, he's under Brick Squad Monopoly. So Brick Squad Monopoly, my first affiliation. Then I turned around and got cool with the big homie JoJo Capone, the Chirac Don. Shout out to the Global Gangsters. If y'all know about them, check out Rich Gang, Cash Money Records, and also YMCMB. And shout out to Act Like It Entertainment. And also, I'm newly affiliated with Webby's Camp. So big shout out to Savage Life Entertainment and also Super Unit. And you can expect a bunch of the artists from that label to be on the show. I was actually in talks with one of the promoters today. Going to be booking interviews to bring those artists from that umbrella on my show. And lastly, you know, I got to shout you guys out because, again, without y'all, man, there is no show. You feel me? So without that said, man, I'm going to go ahead and get to a few callers. But just to let y'all know, my special guest that's supposed to be on is Michi Merc Doc. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's the CEO of Gorilla First Records. But on top of that, you know, his claim to fame, per se, is he was formerly signed to Bad Boy Records for 2 years. So big shout out to him. He's going to be joining us real soon. But let's get to some callers, man. I got 413-727. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Oh, hey, sorry about that. Back here, I'm running. Running in the rain. Just started to pour. I'm trying to get out of the rain. I'm calling from Western Massachusetts. This is Jules.
All right. Well, what's going on with you tonight?
Oh man, I was just rehearsing, singing tonight. Prepping. I've got a private party that I'm going to be performing with at this weekend, so that's what's up. Just listening to my Wu-Tang Clan mixtape track in my whip. Shout out to DJ Flipside for making that happen. And yeah, y'all can find me, all the callers and listeners, you can find me. I'm a singer-songwriter. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to you, Black Tear. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Black Tear, I've been a fan of yours, and I continue to support you, and I thank you for your support and for this platform that you've given me for the last 2 years and all the wonderful, talented people that I met. Shout out to all of your hosts out there. I'm grateful to be able to, you know, have been given the opportunity to do some drops for everybody on the shows, and even for yours too, which I'll send you that. I've just been really busy, man.
And not to cut you off, but I will have that drop featured on the Worldwide Coalition mixtape when I come out with it. I will have that on there, just to let you know.
Oh wow, cool. Thank you, family. That's what's up. Wow, I'm very grateful to you. Wow. Blown away right now in this moment. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. Shout out to Untouchable Magazine. You can find me on their first cover girl, so I got to represent. I'm actually very grateful to share the pages of Untouchable with Black Tear and Blackout Radio, because he's got an interview in that, so check that out, issue 4. Shout out to Love Sexy, Lindell Spirit. I'm working on a track with Prince's producer from Paisley Park. He's got this VIP Room magazine. Y'all can check me out with Young Zeke on the cover. I met him through Blackout Radio, so I gotta give a lot of love to him and Blackout Radio, Black Tear, and to Young Zeke's managers, I should say, Joy Adams, and also Snoop Dogg. Wow, I know there's a lot of people that I'm missing right now. Got caught up in the storm out here in Massachusetts, but Jay LeBlanc, my man, yeah, we're working on a song, Cloud 9. I got to give a shout out to him and to his company Vibrations of Peace. Check that out if you guys are in Eastern Massachusetts. But I don't want to take up too much time because I know you got a lot of callers tonight. But thank you so much, Black Tear. You have a great night. Shout out to Jen Burdick. She's my photographer. I can't forget her. Ann Jules, official photographer. You can find me on Ann Jules on Facebook, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. Ann Jules Sings on Twitter. Shout out to OG Mac Drama. You can find me on Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Ann Jules on Thursday night. That's what's up. Thank you so much, King. You guys have a great night, and I'll continue to listen every Tuesday and call in.
Oh, you already know, like I said, without y'all, man, I can't run the show. So big shout out to you for calling in, and you already know the drill every Tuesday.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Salute, fam. Peace.
Sure. All right. We're going to keep going with callers. I got 419-508. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from, please.
What up, man? Hey, it's James Flames, a.k.a. Flames Firearms, man, calling out of Toledo. I ain't been doing much, man, just putting down a lot of beats, man. I've been, like, going in overdrive on my production mode. I haven't been writing as many flows. I used to call in and want to rap every week and stuff, but I've been getting more in my production aspect of the game and stuff. Really, all I really want to promote today, though, is just my I did a Bone East 99 Eternal remix. You can search that on YouTube, Flames Firearms, Bone Thugs, East 99 Eternal remix, or search my legendary mix I got with Big Pun, Tupac, Big, Wu-Tang, Nas. That's called Legendary by Flames Firearms. But yeah, just search that on YouTube, and you can follow me on Facebook. I'll be posting new beats, uploads, and stuff. And my name on Facebook is actually Yaakov Shalom Nikud, which is actually JaakobShalomNikud. And Flames Firearms, man. I just be trying to stay busy, man. I kind of was about to get to laying down for the night and kicking back, but then I said, let me go ahead and call this in, man, because I do need for y'all to check out some of these beats. So search that Bone Thugs East 99 Eternal Flames Firearms remix, and also search that Legendary with the Big and the Wu-Tang all on there. Flames Firearms. I appreciate you letting me share, too.
And I ain't even trying to be funny, bro, with those freestyles you kick. I think you would sound pretty good, man. So, matter of fact, why don't you give them, like, your hardest 16 real quick, man?
One of my hardest? America eats its young, swimming we weak and dumb. Minorities ain't gone, swear police for fun. Cause any moment they can tear up the streets with guns. To stay strapped, it's imperative, keep your guns. You missed my message, left them sharing my speech with love. Our grandkids gotta inherit a piece of something. Even though our grandparents ain't leave us nothing, leave them doors, you preparing your peeps for struggling. Eyes wide and beware of the beast amongst us.
Terrible things
is coming. Too much pride and an arrogance frees a brother. Wanna shine, gotta air your beliefs with others. Hard rhymes and incredible beats is bumping. The streets are loving as long as I keep it rugged. You think I'm bluffing as long as the heat is tucking. The beef is nothing. And as long as my peace is dumping, I'ma keep living. Yeah, that's all.
Run that back.
America eats its young, swerving we weak and dumb. Minorities ain't going, swerve at police for fun. Cause any moment they could tear up the streets with guns. To stay strapped is imperative, keep your guns. You missed my message, left them sharing my speech with love. Our grandkids gotta inherit a piece of something. Even though our grandparents ain't leave us nothing. Leave them door, you preparing your peeps for struggling. Eyes wide and beware of the beast amongst us. Don't be blind to the terrible thing that's coming. Too much pride in that arrogant freeze a brother. Wanna shine, gotta air your beliefs with others. Hard rhymes and incredible beats is bumping. The streets are loving as long as I keep it thugging. You think I'm bluffing as long as the heat is tucked in. The beef is nothing as long as my peace is dumping. I'ma keep living. Yeah, that's gonna be this little single.
Come on, come on, man. One more time, please.
One more time. You gonna make me bust it again? Alright, bust it. Yeah. Alright. America eats its young, swearing we weak and dumb. Minorities ain't going swear at police for fun. Cause any moment they can tear up the streets with guns. To stay strapped is imperative, keep your guns. You'll miss my message, less I'm sharing my speech with love. Our grandkids gotta inherit a piece of something. Even though our grandparents ain't leave us nothing. Leave them door, you preparing your people struggling. February, the beast amongst us. Don't be blind to the terrible things that's coming. Too much pride and that arrogance frees a brother. Wanna shine, gotta air your beliefs with others. Hard rhymes and incredible beats is bumping. The streets are loving as long as I keep it thugging. You think I'm bluffing as long as the heat is tucked in. The beast is nothing as long as my peace is dumping. I'ma keep living. Good luck. I appreciate the love, y'all.
No, hey, yo. Look, hey, let me tell you this, man. All right, I got a mixtape series coming out, right? Wu-Tang Clan affiliates. And this is what I need you to do, bro. Your Heart Is 16, acapella. I need that immediately. Your Heart Is.
Okay.
I don't care if you got to rewrite some shit.
All right.
That shit was fire, but if you can come harder than that.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, I need that, all right?
Yeah, I could write crazy shit for real.
Damn, bro. Like, I'll rap too, but that's some inspirational shit, nigga. Well, all right, man. Well, throw the links out there one more time, man.
You can find me on Facebook under Yaakov Shalom Nikud. It looked like Jacob, but it's really Yaakov. JaakovShalomNikud. It really means overthrower. That peace really rules. Also, I got them. I got something on YouTube. Just search Flames Firearms Remix. Bone Thugs Remix or Wu-Tang Remix. And you can also follow me on Twitter, too, Flames Firearms. I appreciate it, y'all.
I'm going to tell you this, bro. You the first artist I ever had spit. And I'm trying to tell you, I know how long you've been paying attention to my show, but I have callers from all over in and out of the country. You're talking about Africa, Germany, UK, any state you want to call out. I never asked nobody to rap three times in a row. So that shit, like,
bless,
I'm
dead
fucking
that,
serious,
man.
Bro. And I'm an affiliate of Brick Squad. Webby people know me. Rich Gang, Cash Money Records. Like, I'm trying to tell you what it is, bro. You got some straight up fire, my dude. Like, I need that.
Well, look,
I can
so what
know
you want me
rapping.
To do? Send you? Do I email you something, or what do I do?
Yeah, hit me up, and I need it real clean. I ain't talking about no phone quality. I need that shit, and I'm going to have that, like, probably the second fucking track on there because, you know, I got to start it off with my big homies, and then I'm going to have that shit second. I'm going to tell niggas, if you ain't spitting like this, you ain't getting them, you going to set it off before the music. I'm serious.
Oh, shit, that's cool, man. Hey, what's your email? Can I get that so I can send it to you?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, you got me on matter of fact, I get it to you. You know how I
get it. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Yaakov Shalom Nikud, man. You could just holler at me, inbox me, or tag me or something.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
Well, I'm gonna hit you up, all right?
All right, no doubt.
All right. All right, so shout out to all the callers that just hit the queue. My special guest for the night, Michi Merc Doc, he has just hit the queue with us, man. And to all the callers that have not got on yet, please don't go nowhere. I'm still going to get everybody on. But we're about to let my mans on, you know what I'm saying, Gorilla First Entertainment, also formerly of Bad Boy Records, you know what I'm saying. He's doing big things here in Detroit City, you know what I'm saying. So I had to bring him on to represent for the city because I had Big Herc on here, a few others, but it's been a minute since I had somebody from my hometown, so I had to represent. So let's take about 30 seconds, get him on, and to all the callers that's in the queue, you will be next, so please don't go nowhere after I ask him a few questions, then I'm throwing everybody on, so chill with me for one sec.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, that's Gorilla Fist Records. That's Gorilla Fist Records, man.
Gorilla Fist. I say Gorilla First because you're a monster on the tracks. You feel me? You're a gorilla on the tracks. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I got that one track you sent me out, it ain't had no name on it. But that shit reminded me of that Punchline mixtape, Cassidy Style, the track one, and I seen how you had it when you was you did one line and then you did, you stopped and did the take and can't, like, I peeped the whole thing, so that shit was hot. But,
I appreciate it.
What you up? You on tonight, man? We got callers in the queue. You know what I'm saying? Artie Gatum, you know, Gorilla Fist, Gorilla First, formerly of Bad Boy Entertainment, and a lot of other stuff going on in Detroit City, man. But what you want to why don't you let everybody know how you started out, man, and all that good stuff? Like, how you
we
started
live.
Rapping. Yes, sir. Live callers
okay.
hear you, everything.
What's happening, everybody? I mean, you know, I had a cousin, man, that, you know what I mean, he used to watch me when I was a kid and shit, man, and he, you know, his form of punishment for me, he was an MC, you know, so his form of punishment for me was to calm me down. He made me sit down at the table and recite his lyrics, and, you know, so I got, you know, that's how I got started into it. I like the feel of it, man, so, you know, so it started earlier on, man, and after that, it just grew. You know, obviously, you know, being where I'm from, man, Detroit East Side, East Warren, and Devonshire, man, you know, that's not, at the time, you know, it wasn't, you know, the ideal neighborhood for, you know, good, clean horseplay, man. So, you know, I got into some trouble, man, and, you know, I ended up going to prison. I did 8 years, man, and, you know, during that bit, man, you know, I started to make a decision to say, I'm either going to do this or, you know, end up back here, man, or worse, man. So I just started to take it a little bit more seriously, man. And, you know, people used to always tell me I had a gift, but, you know, you know how that is when you're out here in the streets, man. You got to calm, you got to slow yourself down in order to hear it, you know what I mean? So that's kind of how it started, man.
Most definitely. So, you know what I'm saying, you did your thing, you know what I'm saying, you got locked up, I'm sure you learned your what you were supposed to learn, now you came out, you're a new man, you know what I'm saying, so what was that first big move, you know what I'm saying, that made you think, yo, I got this?
I mean, with me being, like, new to everything, you know, especially, like, you know, the internet and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, man, how it was ran, you know, when I left, it was kind of different, man, so... you know, people start telling me like, yo, man, you need to record a demo or something, man, and get it out here, get it on, you know, your SoundCloud and your YouTubes and all that kind of stuff. And, I did that and probably about a year later, I dropped a mixtape called, Sidewalk High, man, and they got a little attention and, Steve Riley. Bad Boy A&R contacted me, and you know he was doing subcontracts and side contracts with the label, with him being one of the head A&Rs, and he wanted to bring me aboard, man, to create like a, he wanted to do like a group type of thing. I really wasn't into it, but any opportunity is an opportunity. So he brought various artists in from different places in the world, and brought us all together, man, got us 24-month distributions through them. And we started touring. My tour kicked off with Machine Gun Kelly. We toured all through Texas and stuff like that and some of the southern states. But, you know, to be honest with you, man, that was Bad Boy. I'm going to just say this, man. It is what they say. It's true to what they say. I just put it that way. But nonetheless, the experience was dope. I traveled, and, you know, I met a lot of people during that and built a lot of relationships, man. And, you know, that's kind of how that came about, you know. And after the 24 months was over, I started looking for a more permanent placement. So I wanted to create my own opportunity, you know. So that's what Gorilla Fist Records came about.
Okay, so for the artists that's out there, I don't think you explain how long you've been doing this, man.
I've been doing this for probably I'd say about 15 years now.
Okay.
About 15,
so in the first 5 years. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'll say about 15 years now as far as me rhyming, but, you know, taking it serious, like really taking it serious to really, like, you know, to push it in that direction to create a career with it, I would say about 2 years now, 3 years, almost 3 years.
Okay. So within those, so you're saying the Bad Boy Records deal wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Oh. I hate even talking about it, because anything I'm a part of, I like it to be, you know, something worth talking about. You know, I just want to, you know, you got to watch what you say in some situations. So I'm going to just say that, you know, the individuals who brought me aboard definitely dropped the ball. That the project was shelved for everyone that they brought in. It was around the time French Montana was popping, and that was their main focus. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they threw a majority of us on little small tours, and then that was about it.
Okay. So for the artists that's out here listening, man, that like, wow, how can I get to the status where, you know, they got things going on that you experienced and got going on now? Like, what advice do you get them?
The best advice that I could give an artist that's you know, up and coming and trying to touch that type of status, if you ask me, the best way to go is independent, man. You got to get a strong front. You got to get something that, you know, people want to, you know, something that's attached to you. You have to own it. You know, I would definitely say that, you know, independently is the best way to go. Don't, you know, so many artists, they hear, you know, I want to get signed. I want to go to this label and go to that label. Fuck that. Create your own label. Make your own lane. Create your own sound. You know what I'm saying? You pound it in their head until they have to listen to you because it's something remarkable. You know, that way you can make your own moves, man. Because always remember this. You can go sign with Def Jam, and that's ran by an artist. And you can go sign with, you know, Maybach Music, that's ran by an artist. But always remember, they're ran by artists. And no one artist wants to see any of their artists get bigger than them. That's just the way that it is. And especially if you have something of talent, of value that could be into the music community, nobody of a higher stature is going to want to hire you, so to speak. And if they do, sometimes they'll do it just so they can keep you out of the way. If they got you on the contract, they can control your momentum and control how far or how low you go. So always remember that, you know, in signing contracts. But that's why I say the best way to go is independent. So if you want to know how to get to that status, you know, the small little status that I'm at right now, go independent, man. Do what you got to do, but always keep an independent mind.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, brother, I want to say your status is small, man. You know, like I said, we've been, you chopped it up for a minute, and then we just got back in touch, man. I told you a long time ago that you know what I'm saying, being able to even get your music to a major label, I don't care if it was Twitch Beats, whatever, Full Surface Records, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got
right.
It to a man. you feel me? So no artist really can say that, man. So, but enough about the Bad Boy, because a lot of people that was, you know, on the Bad Boy ended up, you know what I'm saying, tanking anyway. But once we all let people, because I got some callers too, man, you can get the chance to holler at them. Real quick, what you want to let the people know about Gorilla Fist, man?
This is what I want the listeners to know about Gorilla Fist Records, man. It's a label for the people, by the people, man. You know, I created this because I wanted to give have-nots an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Those like myself with major talent that, you know, been in situations but not good enough to push him where he needed to be, or he or she where they needed to be. You know, Gorilla Fist Records is a label of truth, reality music. You know what I'm saying? None of that bullshit that's out today. I ain't going to go into depth about it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. This is, you know, hard, real reality lyrics, but at the same time, it's a hell of a spin on it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's very creative. It's very original. You know what I'm saying? And the few artists that are affiliated with Gorilla Fist Records, such as JoJo Blaze, such as MFB Mac, as well as myself, Michi Murdoch, and we also getting ready to look at the sign a female artist to be the first lady. That's to be continued. We still got to do some paperwork and talk about a few things, but other than that, you know, that's the situation with Gorilla Fist Records, man. It's definitely innovative, creative, a new, very fresh, a breath of fresh air, man, you know, to the industry, man, as far as I'm concerned. And we getting ready, this getting ready to be a hell of a time, man. We getting ready to deliver some hell of a music, man.
Nice, nice, nice. So, real quick, so you're not necessarily looking for any male artists, male rappers at this time?
No, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm looking for creative. Well, I tell you what I am looking for. I'm looking for originality. And it's not enough of that. So I wouldn't give a damn if I get 100 requests to hear music. I'm going to listen to all of them because I know out of those 100, I'm only going to get about 1 to 2 creative, original people. So my process is easy. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of people following formulas out here that they feel is a winning formula. But y'all got to realize the music and the momentum of it and the whole aspect of it and the content of it changes like the time. You know what I'm saying? It's constant. So, you know, you got to create. If you create something original, then you can pace your own time because it's original. Nobody else is doing that. So every time somebody hear it, it's going to be new. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's kind of how I look at it. So, no, I'm not going to say I'm not accepting, demos and, you know, trying to, you know, taking interviews because I still am, you know what I mean? So I encourage everybody, if you feel like you got something original and raw and you want to help build something and bring this label to the point where of, you know, this is a dynasty, then come on with it. Let's get it. Let me hear what you got.
All right. And most definitely, you know, there's a lot of artists out here. Like I had several different label heads and stuff on. Some say the artist has got to have a budget. Some don't. So what's your guidelines for the listeners, you know, that might, you know, be interested in joining? Do they need a budget or?
You say that again. I didn't hear you.
Oh, my bad. I said I have a lot of label heads on and things of that nature. And sometimes they disclose whether or not the artists need a budget or, you know, if they can just come as they are. Like, what's the guidelines for those listening that might be interested in joining with you?
I mean, this is my motto. Shit, I'm a hustler first and foremost, man. So any situation I go in, I'm not going to come empty-handed because that's just me. But I'm not asking an artist to I'm telling the artist, come as yourself, come as you are. You know, if you have something, if you have nothing, just come as you are. If you got the talent, we're gonna do what it do to make it happen and put it out. You know, but any situation that any man or woman goes into, they should always be prepared to fend for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Be that hustler. Don't expect nobody to do it for you because it ain't no easy road. You know, but at the same time, you know, if you don't have it, you know, don't think that, you know, that you didn't necessarily have to have a major budget in order to do what you need to do, you know, especially in this situation. But, you know, that's how I look at it. Don't come into any situation expecting a handout. Come in. When you come into this situation at Gorilla Fist Records, it's going to be help. But my motto was always, I'm going to work harder than the help. You get what I'm saying? The help going to be coming to tell me to calm down, slow down, because I'm going to be pushing it harder than them. So that's the attitude right. You got to have. Ain't nobody going to give you shit in this world, man. You got to get it. You got to take it. You got to own it. And that's real talk.
Exactly. All right, you ready to holler at some callers real quick, and then we're going to get back to some questions and then, you know, play
yeah,
the music. Got to that. All right, y'all, again, y'all, I'm live with Mr. Michi, merch.gorillafist.com. Records, also formerly of Bad Boy Entertainment and a lot of other stuff going on. Y'all see he got artists under him now, so he, you know, doing the CEO big thing. So when y'all get on, please at least ask him one good question and then feel free to, you know what I'm saying, promote yourself, stuff like that. But I got 646-673, you're live. Please state your name, where you're from, please.
What's up, my man Eddie? Congratulations on that award for Detroit. Sean Stoller, SX Entrepreneur for NYC. How are you and the guests doing tonight? It's hot up here in New York City, man. 96 degrees. You feel me?
What's happening in New York?
I'm good, my dude. I'm good. I was going to say something about being independent. You're right about that, man, especially as black men. Ain't nobody going to give a shit in this world today. Now we got Bozo Clown as president. You know what I mean? Especially in this world as a black man. You know what I mean? Because we... Let me tell you something, bro. We must be the most scrutinized race on this earth for black men, especially what we got to go through America. You know what I mean?
I, you know, I agree. Absolutely.
That's real talk, man, because when we step out that door, you don't know we're going to still be alive today. I'm pushing 50 in 2 months, brother. And Stephen Smith was on a sports show. I'll just say real quick, he talked about the situation in Virginia with that racist stuff, and he told one of these white calls, you don't know what it's like being a black man in America, man. He broke it down, so I'm not going to talk much about it. You have to see that on YouTube. Stephen Smith broke down what we got to go through as black in America. I'm going to keep it like that. And as for you, my man, keep doing what you're doing. You're right. You got to be independent because when I started out with the SX Energy Drink, I worked on the Amway. And I saw some crazy shit they did to me. I told them straight up, yo, man, go F yourselves, man. I'm going to be independent and do what I have to do. And me being independent, how to promote SX Energy Drink, I came a long, long way. Ask Eddie. He'll tell you about the vibe and the grind I did with this SX Energy Drink. Trust me.
Congrats, my brother. Congrats. What you doing currently right now?
Well, right now, I got so much going on. I had spoken to the PR of the African-American Day Parade next month in New York City. She wants to be a B, giving out samples, possible sponsor. As you know, the African-American Day Parade is one of the biggest parades in New York City history. So I may roll on that, give out some samples to the community, let them know about SX Energy Drink. Also, I want to shout out my lovely model, Quad Live, Atlanta, Georgia, Foot Fetish Freak. Check her out on Facebook. She was named SX Model of the Month. We took some SX photos. Check it out on my Facebook page, Sean Felder. Also, shout out to Real Crush Keisha. I'm going to be a radio guest Thursday. Talk about SX Energy Drink. Real Crush Keisha. Took some pictures of my sample. Check it out on Facebook. Real Crush Entertainment. I'll be a guest Thursday. So that's some major stuff I got going on, you know?
Hey, you know what I think, brother? I think that Gorilla Fist Records and the SX Energy Drink, I think we need to do. We need to sit down. We need to talk about something.
All right, man. Listen, I got over 20 people want to talk to you now. That's what I tell people, man, especially up and coming off tomorrow. Create your own lane, all
right?
I'm going to say
that's
it again.
Right.
One of my favorite ball players, Irvin Magic Johnson, had to borrow $50 million to get his business growing. I want y'all to read that book, 32 Ways to Become a Champion by Irvin Magic Johnson. He's going to tell you how he became a big-time entrepreneur. And you know Magic's worth over $500 million. You know he owns the Dodgers and part of the Lakers, right? And I guarantee you, Gorilla and Eddie, he will get the Lakers back in championship form. You get Magic 2 years. Right now, he's cleaning house. He ain't playing. He wants the Lakers back in shape and championship form. You get Magic 2 more years. You won't get the Lakers back on top. Trust me.
Well, I tell you what. Now, we could go all day about basketball, but it sounds like you're a Lakers fan. Is that correct?
I'm a Lakers fan since Magic 1980. I keep telling these idiots the Lakers will be back on top. I've seen 10 championships in my lifetime. 5 for Magic when they had the Showtime era, and 5 with Kobe and Shaq. So I know as a Laker fan, we're going to be back on top. That's just the way it is. We're used to winning, you know what I mean? We're not used to that losing crap. Shit. Before I die, we're going to see more chances for the Lakers.
Hey, I just got 2 words for you, man, and then I'm done.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Black Man.
King James, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it after
that. That's right. And let me tell you something, bro. We're the new breed of entertainment. Eddie can tell you about him. Let me tell you something, my man. I won an award 2015 from Elegant Hunters Music Network, Explosive Ground Award, and A.D. the General was the CEO back then. When she gave me that award on that stage, I told all these critics and analysts, kiss my black ass. That goes to show you anything is possible. And let me tell you, they had black women at one point for trying to get SX and drinks in the hood. But I won that award. That took me to the next level. And now you have the African American Day Parade. The African American Day Parade calling you to be a possible sponsor and give out samples to the community. That's a big, big move. You feel me, dog? Major move.
I feel you.
All right.
I got a foundation. I got the Gorilla Fist Foundation, man, for the kids popping off also, man. It's for all the kids, you know, all kids, inner city youth, man, all kids. But my specialty is working with autistic children. I got an experience with that, you know, from having a sibling with that, you know, stricken with that. So, so it's a lot to come from the Gorilla Fist Foundation as well, man.
Okay.
So yeah, we definitely need to link.
Yes, brother, just check me out on Facebook, Sean Felder. You see all my pictures with the SX models and stuff. And check out my model, Quad Live from Atlanta, Georgia. We may do a photo shoot in October. I'm going back to Atlanta. And also, shout out to you, Eddie. Your congratulations, man. Eddie inspired me too, man. He took my Unsigned Heat DVD and saw that I was serious. And also, shout out to DJ Frank White, Unsigned Heat DVD. I took some pictures with him Saturday during Harlem Week. We're going to do some things in the future. So check him out also, man, Frank White on Facebook. He does DVDs, and he also writes a book, you know? Check him out.
That's what's up, man. I got you.
All right, Eddie, thanks a lot, bro. And congratulations on the
work,
bro. That's 6 Eddie Drake.
You already know the drill. Any Tuesday.
Definitely, man. Yeah, congratulations, Ed. You deserve that, man. You give a lot of people hope in the industry and also the other promoters like me. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotion.
Yup. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. Y'all have a good night, man. NYC. Yo, Gorilla, keep doing what you do, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, man.
You got it, bro. Be easy.
Peace.
All right. We're going to take some more callers, then we're going to get to some music. To all the callers that's in the queue, please do me a favor. Don't hang up. Don't go nowhere. So like I said, y'all not just calling in to sit here and listen. I want y'all to interact. So I got 419-508. You're live. Please state your name.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's James Flames, man, out of Toledo, Ohio, man, a.k.a. Flames Firearms. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to do my independent thing. Just got a, I got a whole bunch of questions, man, but one of them is really, what's one of the main, like, ways that you can surely generate some income, you know what I'm saying, via this music?
Oh, you might have to repeat that because I just muted him by mistake.
Okay. What's one of the main ways, surefire ways that you can generate some income using music? Because I know, like, it's a lot of free music out here, a lot of downloads going on. What's the easy way? Well, not an easy way, but one of the simplest, surefire ways to get some income generated off your music these days?
One word, publishing.
Publishing.
You gotta have your paperwork in order, man. A lot of people come in. I tell guys this all the time, and I had to learn this myself the hard way. A lot of guys come in, and then they start, you know, say, for instance, your name was Susie Q. My name is Susie Q. I'm the rapper Susie Q. And people coming in, and they shouting it, and he starts generating a little buzz, and next thing you know, that name, when he, you know, that name, it means nothing. He can claim it all day, but it means nothing. He can't generate any he can generate popularity off of it, but if he doesn't own the rights to it, then what good is that? And the same rules apply to the actual music itself. Have your music copywritten. Have it licensed. Get your music. I say paperwork, I mean of every aspect of music possible. Everything.
Okay.
You know, get your domain name, I mean everything. Get your LLCs for your companies if you have, whatever the situation may be. Own the right to who you are and what you are and what you produce. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I can't go copyright McDonald's because that's already that because they handled their business. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just using that for an example, man. Look at yourself as an entity, as a brand. Take yourself serious. Everything that you have of value musically, you have paperwork on that, so you can generate that therapy, man.
Okay.
It's impossible
for
to
sure.
do so
I
if you don't.
That.
You don't. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. Well, that's mainly it because I find myself like I got a lot of music and not a lot of money, so I'm trying to figure out a way like if I can turn this into money, I'd be cool. You know what I'm saying? So
well, you know, you always,
get that
publishing, you know,
that copyright.
As long as your paperwork is handled, you'll be able to do your iTunes accounts. You'll be able to do your iHeartRadios. You'll be able to do your sites, man, that sells all of the music for us, man. You have online distribution that you can invest into to be able to create revenue for yourself. Now, that's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is the promotion after that. Because you have to promote yourself. You know, there's no such thing as this, you know, sitting somewhere and expecting it to generate for you. You got to get out and create a buzz. Somebody told me, a wise guy once told me, man, if you get one or two people a day to listen to your music, stream your music, download your music, follow you, you win.
Two people a day,
if you go to the gas station, get two people a day because those same two people, if they feeling you, they going to come back and purchase that music.
No doubt. I appreciate that, man. That's real. Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give you, man.
Yeah, well, that's all the questions I have, man. I'm going to stay and listen, man, if, you know, to the other questions and stuff. Can I get two Black and Miles, please? Yeah, I'm going to listen to the other callers and everything, man. I appreciate the advice, though, brother.
No doubt, man. We appreciate the support, man. Hey, check it out, man. Check Gorilla Fist Records out, man. We definitely on the come up, on the rise, man.
Okay, for sure. I will. Gorilla Fish, you
want to drop some bars for him, or you good?
Oh, you want to do something else or do like what I spit?
Do what you do.
I was asking if you want to drop some bars for him.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to just spit the same one I spit, man, since I can remember it. It'd be like, America eats us young, swearing we weak and dumb. Minorities ain't gone, swear at police for fun. Cause any moment they could tear up the streets with guns. To stay strapped is imperative, keep your guns. You miss my message, less than sharing my speech with love. Our grandkids gotta inherit a piece of something. Even though our grandparents ain't leave us nothing. Leave them door, you preparing your peace for struggling. Eyes wide and beware of the beast amongst us. Don't be blind to the terrible things that's coming. Too much pride and that arrogance frees a brother. Wanna shine, gotta air your beliefs with others. Hard rhymes and incredible beats is bumping. The streets are loving as long as I keep it thugging. You think I'm bluffing as long as the heat is tucked in. The beef is nothing as long as my peeps is dumping. I'ma keep living. That's off this thing I'm about to drop called Keep Living on this little EP I'm trying to put out. You know what I'm saying? But
like
it's, just
that,
a little, it's really just a sample of one of my little formats, man. But I got too many
thoughts,
man.
You know why I like
one style, you know?
Hey, you know why I dig it? I dig it. I dig it because it's reality music, man. That's why I dig it. So that's what's up.
Appreciate it.
Definitely. You definitely
appreciate
in the right
that.
Direction to this shit, my man. For real, for real. And you
appreciate
and I'm
going
to tell you something.
I'm going to stay at it, man. It's good.
The flow,
you got advice and shit, too.
Listen, the content was there. If it wasn't, I tell you, I'm just one of them guys, man. It was nice, man.
Okay.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work, brother.
I appreciate that, brother.
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
Yep.
All right. Well, definitely make sure you call in every Tuesday, all right?
No doubt.
All right, for sure. All right, real quick, Mr. Michi, what else you want to let people know, man, before we get to, some more calling and stuff?
I think I want to raise a little bit of awareness, man, to some of my guys, a couple of my guys, man, specifically JoJo Blaze and MFB Mac, man. Two young guys, man, that's you know, they've been through it. They've been through it and still going through it, man. So the music that they dropping is just, it's incredible because it's from the heart, it's reality music, and it's raw talent, it's real. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I admire about it, man, and I think everybody else is going to be able to enjoy it as well once it's released, man. So, you know, I just want to raise awareness to that, man. You know, it ain't about just about Michi Murdock, man. Michi Murdock got a couple of great white sharks swimming around in this motherfucker too, man. So y'all gotta be looking out for this. You know what I mean? So that's what
okay.
the deal is. All
right, and I always ask all my guests this: how do you like the Blackout Radio experience so far?
It's dope, man. You know, this is my first time. You know, but I've done so many of these, man. Radio shows, man, internet, mainstream, to the point where it just comes second nature to you. But obviously, I'm having a real good time here, man. You know, I definitely appreciated the first caller. He was very informative, very alert, and very entertaining, and definitely knowledgeable, man. And I definitely look forward to this. See, I like people like that, you know, because I'm one of those people. I don't just one ear and out the other. I'm going to go follow that brother's links. I'm going to go look into the things that he's talking about, because that's just me. I support Gorilla Fist Records, support, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. So I'm having a great time, man, to answer your question.
All right. Well, we're going to take a few more, and then we're going to get to some music. And we might end up going into overtime because I'm supposed to be off in 7 minutes. But obviously, we're cutting it close, so I might go over probably 30 minutes if you cool
that's
with that.
Up.
But
I got
504-858, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
Yes, caller, please state your name, where you from.
Louisiana, New Orleans. How y'all doing tonight?
And no, what's happening, baby? All right down there?
Yeah, trying to get this kid straight right quick.
What's the weather like? What's the weather like down there right now?
It's tropical, you know. It's kind of rainy today.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. When that artistic domino making them beats from scratch like biscuits. Indeed.
That's what's up, man. You got a so you a producer? I can't really hear me breaking up.
Yeah, I'm a producer.
Oh, okay. You got any questions for me tonight?
How you like the rap game going right now?
Say it one more time.
I like to know how you like the rap game going right now.
How do I like where it's going right now?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't. And that's why I created Gorilla Fist Records, man, because I want to change that. I don't like the direction that music is going in. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing.
Yeah.
This is nothing of the music. The majority of the music that's being played today is nothing that will be substantial 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that's why we keep resorting back to old music, old artists. That's why old school rappers and tour DMX and all them, they can tour until they 90, because especially the way that the game is going right now. You know what I'm saying? The content is just poor. The delivery is poor. You know, the images are great, but at the same time, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? I can go to the circus to see clowns. You know what I'm saying? I don't turn on the radio to hear a fucking clown. Turn on the radio to hear, you know, a masterpiece, some lyrics, some shit that I can ride to, something I can laugh to, something I can smile to, something I can cry to. It's supposed to be an emotional roller coaster when you turn on the radio, and it's an even keel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't like. So, you know, to answer your question, no, I don't like the direction that music is going in, but I'm not going to sit back and complain. I'm going to do something about it. And that's why I created Gorilla Fist Records. And I'm getting ready to drop and deliver this real shit, man. So that's what it's about.
Right.
One second for
the independent artists. I'm staying independent too. I got a record label called Black Blood Records. That's I develop artists and produce them, and I do a 50-50 deal with them, and I just put them out and exploit them, and people and they take off from there, you know.
Congratulations,
I came from a royalty royal family. Shout out to my third cousin, and Master P, my first cousin. So I'm just doing my own thing right now.
Oh, okay, that's what's up, man. We gotta you gotta shoot out your Instagram or whatever you got where we can link up, man.
Yeah, I got Instagram on Artistic Domino. You could DM me
I just wanna tell all callers, please hold. I got some new people that just hit the line. Again, please hold. Don't go nowhere. If you want to get live on the air, don't hang up. All right, but y'all can finish up. Go ahead.
It's ARTTISTIK Domino.
Okay, bet.
Yeah, and for everybody else waiting for a little True album, The Real Way, y'all could go on SoundCloud, Black Blob Entertainment. To listen to his songs on there, also, and all my links for the first West Coast and Down South Boys album is on SoundCloud too, and available everywhere in all stores.
That's what's up. Everybody needs to go follow that. Check that out.
Yeah, the second one coming out pretty soon. Two West Coast and Down South Boys coming out pretty soon. Hopefully next month. Black Blob is spelled BLACKBLOBB Entertainment. That's my SoundCloud and all the Facebook links, everything on there. Yeah, everything on there. So, and whoever needs business, email me or DM me in my Instagram. My email is ARTD663@gmail.com. And my Instagram is ARTISTIK Domino. You hear me?
All right, bet. I got you.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody.
Sir.
Yeah. shout out to everybody doing their thing, man.
That's what's up. All
right. And you got anything else? That's it.
Huh?
Not that. You got anything else? That's it.
Oh, that's it.
All right. Well, you know the deal, man. I need you every Tuesday to call in, all right?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Black Terry, Blackout Radio, and the host tonight. Shout out to Black Live Entertainment Development, No Limit, everybody that's doing their time. All the independent artists. Keep on pushing. You heard me?
Yes, sir. And make sure you call in every Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
You too. All right. We're going to holler at one more, then we're going to drop some music, man. I got 587-709. You're live. Please state your name, where you're from, please.
Yo, yo, am I live?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Eddie, it's Mike, Mitchell Bailfish.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Yeah, I agree, man. I don't like the way the music is going when guys are on the mic talking about fights. I want to feel high at a party like it's life. How you doing, man? I'm just here to say hi for a sec, man, because it's been a long time. I wanted to say hi and keep listening to you. Now I finally get to listen to your show and call in. I'm actually driving right now. I had a long day. It's getting dark. And Manix, yo, M-A-N-I-K-S, YouTube, Facebook, check him out, man. Manix, you know me well. One of his hit tracks. He's got a hit, awesome album coming out soon. Soldiers of Fortune. He's going to be insane.
Okay.
That's what's up, man.
And also, also got on my special guest, if you want to holler at him. He the CEO of Gorilla Fist Records, and he was with he was also with Bad Boy Records for 2 years. So if you want to ask him some or holler at him, you can too.
Nice. Sick. Respect. Yeah, I can't stay on the boat for too long. It's an honor and pleasure to talk to you, man. I had respect for what you're doing and what you're doing in the game. In it, man. I'm following you.
That's what's up, man. Greatly appreciate it.
Yo, right. I gotta let you go. Mad love, bro. I'll call soon. We'll talk some more details. But, yo, let them know, man. Manix, M-A-N-I-K-S. You know me well. Check that track out on YouTube. Jaws are going to drop, man. But respect, love, and doing your game, man. Getting it hard. Doing it.
Let's get it.
All right. And make sure you call in every Tuesday if you can, all right?
Yes, sir. I will. Peace, bro.
All right. Same to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always refreshing to have first-time callers, so big shout-out to Mr. Michael right there. But,
yeah,
good,
big
shout-out to
him, man. That's support. That's support right there.
Yeah.
Big shout-out to him, man. Everybody need to call in every Tuesday, man. Make it happen. Got to support each other.
For sure. We got the freestyle track. Then we got Tired, and then we got the one track you sent me, which didn't have a name. Which one you want to go with first?
The one that didn't have a name, that was purposely done like that. I want you to name it.
Oh.
I want the world to name it. But if you want to jump into that freestyle track, that's dope. You can do that. Drop that one first.
All right, what you want to tell everybody about that before I drop
it? I mean, it's not really much to say. It just is what it is. It's an introduction, man. That's all.
Well, y'all heard them, so now y'all about to hear what the track say. Let's get it.
You ready? Yeah. Meechie, see ya. I done sold drugs, this spot so funky, you need a nose plug. Fast die before it's time, murdered in cold blood. The weight of the world on my shoulders, they push me, I won't budge. These niggas is fakes, they phonies, they pussies, it's no love. I ain't got no problem with trying to remain cordial, but sleep is expensive. So I I really can't afford to. I'm the oldest out of my mama's kids, so I'm the alpha male, possessed like that soul in that doll they call Annabelle. Trying to live beyond my means, at least I'm honest. I hope to go legit, leaving this street shit behind us. With money in the bank, I can't wait for me to say that. Twin car seats in the back of the black Maybach. It's easy to be distracted when demons is your baggage. Skeletons in my closet, I move them to the attic. Not ready to part ways with them, cause they remind me, son, gangsters rock three-piece suits and carry Tommy guns. Ain't gotta say I'm one of the realest, because it's obvious the world don't revolve around me, but shit, it probably does. Who am I to say I'm not gifted beyond measures? I'm a heavyweight, why y'all lighter than five feathers? And who am I to say I'm not where I was meant to be? The judge had a smile on his face the day that he sentenced me. Witness say she witnessed me, but she ain't witnessed Nathan. Ain't no positive identification. I was railroaded into the system, not to mention that I'm innocent. But if I wasn't so hard-headed, I wouldn't be in this shit. And I'ma finish this just like I started. Hard, I ain't no motherfucking human being, bitch, I'm a god. This is the congregation of marked gangsters exchanging unmarked money in briefcases. 44 caliber guns with red lasers, revolvers, cause automatics leave shell cases. Niggas with a brain is known for being dangerous. That's why they try to stop us by locking us up in cages, charging us with armed robbery and murder cases. Crime gon' prevail cause so many of us faceless. Explode mailboxes, leaving the cops faceless. Never move too soon, learn to consume patience. Black market undetectable organization. My flows cut deep in a surgical laceration. Niggas talk about me, I use it for motivation. I should sue them bitches for character defamation. I came out the womb, me mugging with guns blazing. Alert the nation, cause it's about to be an invasion. Gorilla fist. Killing this gorilla fist. We in this bitch, gorilla fist. We killing this gorilla fist. We in this bitch. Yeah. This is murder on wax, nigga. This is murder on wax, nigga. Die slow, motherfucker. Die slow, motherfucker.
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
So where can they find that track at, man? That track was fire. Is it on a mixtape? Is it online somewhere? What's going on?
It's gonna be on Meechy the Monster's mixtape, man. It's called Meechy the Monster, but it's gonna be it's already on YouTube, man. The Dreams and Nightmares remix, man. And you know, I just felt like you know, everybody did these different records, man. I felt like nobody did it right after Meek did it, and I want to touch it, man, put my touch on it. But you know, so yeah, they could definitely find that, you know, on YouTube, man. It's under Dreams and Nightmares remix. Everything is under Meechy Murdoch. You Google Meechy Murdoch, M-E-E-C-H-I-M-E-R-D-O-C. Again, M-E-E-C-H-I-M-E-R-D-O-C. Meechy Murdoch. It's only one, man. It's only one of me, man. So you know, it ain't hard to find. So everything is on YouTube, man, just about, and everywhere else music is sold, man.
All right. And this is some other information I get from you. What's the meaning behind Gorilla Fist? You know, like, I have a fascination with gorillas myself for some reason. But what's the meaning? I'm dead serious. Like, King Kong is like one of my favorite movies, the one that came out in 2005.
I mean, did you see the logo? I sent you the logo.
Yeah.
Seen the logo?
Come on, man. So far.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. You know, it's definitely a meaning behind it. Gorilla Fist, first and foremost, I own the rights to both Gorilla Fist records. Gorilla Fist, the animal, and Gorilla Fist, like guerrilla warfare. You know, it's a tactic in war.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know, and that's why it's spelled that way, you know, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A. That's guerrilla, like guerrilla warfare. So I felt like, you know, It was symbolic. It's symbolic for so many different things, man. We at war with so much, and I know I've been I'm at adversity and at war with so many different things, and you know, in my life, to the point where I just thought that it would be applicable, you know, to put this down, man, and definitely essential, man. I just want to draw emphasis to that, and you know, Gorilla Fist Records is a record label about triumph, you know, overcoming. You know what I'm saying? Destiny, you know what I'm saying, and at the same time we crushing everything. So what's harder than the Gorilla Fist, man? What's harder than that? You come on a Gorilla Fist, you got something, worth, you know, listening to that the world want to hear. You a monster. If you're a lyrical monster, then you know what, man. Gorilla Fist is your home, man. That's your home, Gorilla Fist. You wanna? It is what you make it, but it is what it is also.
Got you. And what's the first, you never told us, you know, the projects you coming out with, or you know, where they can find that at either.
I'm remastering a album that I have called Blood on My Gators. It's a Detroit cultural thing. Obviously you're a Detroit native as well, so you already know how the culture is, Gators and this and that. So it started off as a mixtape, but you know, the records are all original. People love the records, and you know, it had an album feel to it. So we're gonna remaster that joint and put that out. So Blood, you could be looking for Blood on My Gators around December. But you know, as of
currently, bring you back, bro.
Oh yeah, for sure. You got to bring me back. But as far as current events, around September 20th. Would mark the 6-year anniversary of you know, me coming home from prison after doing 8 years, man. So that's when I'm gonna drop this album right here, man. I'm going to entitle it Michi the Monster. You know, it's gonna have a couple of features on there, a couple of special features on there. That I will be announcing in the weeks to come, man. But Definitely a project you should look out for, man. Especially if you're into them raw lyrics, man. That raw, bust them over the head. I'm here, you gotta hear me. I'm gonna make you hear me. Type of artist. That's us. You know what I mean? We're not arrogant. We're confident. You know, and we don't give anything to reality, man. If I speak it, I've seen it, or I've endured it. I've been through it. So you know, that's what it is.
Nice. And what about any performances of anybody in the Michigan area, or you know, where are you headed? You got any tours coming up?
Absolutely. We got a Gorilla Fist Records tour coming up. We will be in Miami. We'll be in California. We'll be in Atlanta. We may have to do a date where I come back and give you all the dates, the specific dates and times to everything, man. But we got blessed. We got a you know, through, you know, me meeting a couple of people while I was out touring and stuff like that. Got a cool with a lot of, you know, promoters and different things of that nature. So they've been asking for a project. So now that it's coming, you know, the anticipation is growing, man. So I got a lot of love. But to name a few places, Montgomery, Alabama, we will be there. Tennessee, we will be there. Atlanta, we will be there. Miami, Dallas, South Padre Island, just to name some, man. Orlando is iffy right now. I got to see what they're talking about, but we may be adding that on to the, you know, to the list, to the lineup. Also the Carolinas, man, North and South, man. So I'll be down there as well, man. We're going to be down there making some noise, man. I need to do another show, man, so I can give dates and times and venues, man, for everybody that's, you know, present in those states, you know. And so that's what's up.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we are.
Whenever you're ready, but that's why I say, you say earlier, you small. Most independent labels don't own their own name, their own label, their own nothing, nor do they got any tours even around the corner. You know, so you got the shit.
That may just me being modest. You know, a lot of people say that all the time, family and other people. They always say, how do you figure that you know, you so small, Tom, and you done did more than most majority of guys, some of them that's already been on, you know. But, I mean, that's, I just look at it like that. I don't look at it the same way people look at it, man. I just look at it like a blessed situation. And, you know, it's just what my calling is in life at this moment. And, you know, that's how I look at it. I don't look at it like statures, like, you know, big me, little you. I don't look at it like that, man. I just do what I do, you know. And, you know, apparently.
Coming from Detroit, that's a crazy attitude to have. I got to give it to you, man.
Well, you know, I'm in my own lane.
You know, in Detroit, man, people, God bless them, but, you know, they get one song played on WGLB, they think they played Icewood or something, man.
This is the thing, though. See, that's why I try to explain to people, too. They can do that. But where is it going outside of their neighborhood? Outside of the neighborhood, outside of the hood, where is it going? You got to have diversity, man. And that's another thing that Gorilla Fist Records has, diversity. Cultural diversity and, you know, music diversity in regards to topics and you know, content, man. It's just, you know, you got to have that diversity. Where you gonna be at inside the hood? I encounter that a lot, too. People think they superstars because they in the hood. You a hood and a star. You step outside, 50 miles outside your city, don't nobody know you. Whereas we can go to Miami, people know Meechie Murdoch. We can go to the southern states, people know Meechie Murdoch, you know, because, and I'm not talking about just the urban clubs, you know. I'm talking about everybody, you know. I got to make music for everybody, you know, from 9-5-5 down, you know. So that's what it's all about, man. So diversity is the way to go. People be killing me thinking they really doing something. You ain't doing nothing. I don't want to be invited to just the BET Awards with my music. I want to be invited to the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? I want to be invited everywhere because the cultural background behind the music is so diverse. They have no choice but to invite me there. So that's the aim I have. And a lot of people need to start thinking that way.
Yeah, and that, again, that's what I'm saying, from Detroit, oh, man, you're a blessing, you know, because,
I appreciate
you know,
the
that
words,
one
man.
Style is what's hot right now, that one style, but, you know, it's people like you that give Detroit City, Detroit hope. So we got about 13 minutes left, and I definitely want to get to the next two tracks, but I want to see who else we got on the line before we do that. I got 757-675. You're live. Please state your name, where you from, please.
Hey, what's going on, Black Tears? This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment. How y'all doing this afternoon out of Jamie's, Virginia?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Just before I start my promo, I definitely got to ask you a question here. What would you say, you know, as far as, you know, the game today, I mean, what would you say, you know, is the biggest element that, you know, indie labels really need to really separate themselves from a lot of folks?
I mean, that's probably the easiest question I received tonight, man. It has to have that originality and that momentum. The momentum has to be the driving force behind that originality, man. And then from there, obviously, you know, you have your promotional tools, you know, and, you know, that's the most significant, just to draw emphasis to that fact. You know, it has to be original, man, the music. When I say original, the content, the music. You know how when you turn a Busta Rhymes record on and you, I don't give a damn what's going on or who on that record with him. Jesus could be on that record with Busta Rhymes. And you gonna be like, damn, Busta Rhymes killed that joint because that's his style. Nobody has that. You know, originality is definitely key, man. I can't stress that enough. You know, I'm sorry. A lot of people want to just, you know, they can spit. I know a lot of people that can spit, but it's not original. It's not original. The content is all the same, but it's not original, man. you know, and, you know, so originality is definitely the key. If you don't have that, it's going to be extremely hard to break an indie label without the currency behind it.
Okay. That makes sense. Awesome. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and promote what I got going on right now. I don't have too much right now because I've got a lot of things going on right now that I got to deal with. But just to let everybody know, I host a show called The Q on the Blackout Radio Network. We're currently right now off. We'll be back next season in the fall. We'll still figure out a date for when that's going to come back. But that normally airs every Friday at 6 o'clock. So we'll let everybody know when we're coming back for that. But if you want to check out the show, facebook.com/TheQRadioShow. That's where you can find the show at. Also, if you want to listen to it online, we're on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. AudioMac.com, audiomac.com/artist/QLNENT. That's my label, QLN Entertainment. And y'all can definitely listen to all the episodes there. And currently we're also going to be re-expanding the I Saw Those Bars competition later on, probably next month. We're still trying to see if we can get another submission date going and push that. So we have a competition going on where if you split the best 16 bars, you win a bunch of prizes, live interviews, TV interviews, free marketing, beats, merchandise, all sorts of stuff. So we're definitely going to promote that again and try to get some more submissions. We haven't got a whole lot going, so we're going to try a different angle with the promotion. So we're going to retool that a little bit, so everybody's going to hear some information from us when it comes to that. But besides that, if anybody wants to hit me up, you can definitely hit me up at theclown@rockandmail.com. Email is theqlown@rockandmail.com. I make the flyers for Blackout Radio, so if anybody needs any graphic design work, mixtape covers, anything like that, I do all sorts of graphic design work. I actually even did your flyer, Mr. Michi Murdoch. I actually did your flyer. I actually had to redo it, actually, because I had to change some stuff, but I did your flyer. So if anybody's looking for any graphic design work, email me at theclown@rockandmail.com.
Okay, cool, cool. I definitely will. Pass it along.
Yep, QLOWN@rockandmail.com. And definitely email me. We'll definitely hook up and see if we can, find something for you. I'm actually going to be doing the mixtape cover for I believe it's a Wu-Tang mixtape. I think you know what that is, right, Black Chair? I think it's like a Wu-Tang mixtape or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm part of Wu Worldwide Coalition of DJs, which is co-signed by Wu-Tang RZA. So they asked me to start dropping a mixtape series, so I'm going to start that up.
Yep, I'm going to be doing the cover for that mixtape, so definitely look out for my graphic design there.
Right.
Real good. I'll definitely be looking out for that.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead, Meech.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, I thought you were saying something. I said, go ahead.
No, I was letting them know I definitely be looking out for that, man. All my interviews are recorded, man. So if anybody think I'm just saying I'm gonna look at this, I'm gonna check it out, and they don't think I'm writing it down, I don't have to, because this is professional, my man. Everything that I have, every interview, everything I do is recorded, so I can refer back to it, man. So any information that's spoke about on here, I will have it. So just to answer y'all questions on that, I ain't one of them dudes that just, yeah, I'll check it out, and I ain't even wrote that shit down or checked it out. No, that ain't me. If I say I'm going to check something out, I'm going to definitely check it out and pass it along. I just wanted to let y'all know that.
Okay, awesome. Well, yeah, definitely just check us out. Again, email me at theclown@rockandmail.com, theqlown@rockandmail.com. And also check out my label, QLN Entertainment, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and Instagram at QLNENT. That's where you can find us at QLNENT on SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we're going to be coming out with a project called Mindset from one of our artists from Montgomery, Alabama, Q93R. So look out for that. We got a project. We also got another project coming out called Friday Volume 2, a compilation mixtape. That's going to be coming out a little later on. We actually have some stuff we got to deal with. So we'll hopefully have some promo and some stuff going, hopefully by next month, have some things going on. But besides that, I do appreciate everybody taking the time. Definitely check out all my flyer work on Black Chair's Instagram and you know, anytime you're going to see my links and all that stuff on the flyer. So if anybody wants to hook up for graphic design work, definitely check the bottom of the flyer. Get my information right there on the bottom of the flyer.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations on everything, man. I hope the greatest, you know, opportunity arises for you, man, and your team. And, you know, make sure you check in with my man every Tuesday, man, if you can. You know,
yeah,
it'd be a blessing.
Always. I'm on the network, always.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah. And you take care, all right?
Yep. Shout out to you, man.
All right. Yeah, I know you had a little issue, Meech, as far as calling in. Yep. So next time you got to dial all those numbers, unless, because it's a situation where they're doing some BS with T-Mobile and Metro PCS users that call into the show. So next time, but the reason for saying that is it's some more people that was ready to holler at you, but you got on when you could get on. So we got 5 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to play
I want you to play that Tide record, man. Play Tide for me, man. And the whole concept behind this record is, you know, any and everybody can relate to this because everybody's tired of something. Everybody's tired of something. I'm tired of some shit right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations, man. It's just a reality spin or something different, man. Again, coming from where we come from, Detroit, you know what I mean? It's one of those records that you've never heard come from here before. It's something different, man. So, you know, the topics are different, and that's what you're going to always get from me. So, you know, this is the world premiere to y'all, man. This is Tired, you know what I'm saying, by Meechie Murdoch featuring JoJo Blaze and MFE Mac, Gorilla Fist Records. We in this bitch.
Let's get it.
I'm tired of being chubby, time to get skinny. Bills taking all my money, I mean every penny. I'm tired of all the hate in my own city. And if you're tired too, won't you say it with me? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. I'm tired of niggas riding Steph Curry dick. I'm tired of niggas acting like they tough as hell. Know I'm fucking well, they a snitch and have you up in jail. I'm tired of paying bills, water, gas, and light. $5 at the pump is like a sacrifice. I'm a problem, so be careful what you ask for. I'm tired of police killing unarmed black folk. I'm a stubborn motherfucker, nothing you can tell me. I'm tired of ugly assholes posted self. You got a mud duck mug, girl, I ain't lying. If love was traffic, your ass would be the stop sign. And just for you saying I need to lose weight, fuck you, you stank breath, bitch, you need some toothpaste. You swine diving in hot grease, you fried, I'm a beast, but even sometimes beasts get tired. I'm tired of being chubby, time to get skinny. Bills taking all my money, I mean every penny. I'm tired of all the hate in my own city. And if you're tired too, won't you say it with me? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. I'm tired.
Tired of my goddamn baby mama. I'm tired of going to court and talking to your honor. I'm tired of being tired of suicide. Ain't an option, so I'm tired of living but still dying. I'm tired of taking losses while I'm trying. I'm tired of my timeline being filled with drama. I'm tired of the war on race. That ain't the problem, but I gotta keep fighting like Malcolm.
No more energy for enemies. If I gotta put some energy into some shit, you better hope it's this gorilla beat.
I'm tired of these snake ass niggas acting like friends of me. Smile in my face to try to diss me in the street, so wanna holler at me for something like they my family. I'm tired of these weak ass rappers like I'm contradicting the song's meaning, but I couldn't be. I'm so fed up cause everybody full of shit like sewer streams.
I'm tired of being chubby, time to get skinny. Bills taking all my money, I mean every penny. I'm tired of all the hate in my own city. And if you're tired too, won't you say it with me? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit.
I'm tired of being broke, it's time to hit a lick. I'm tired of lames texting me about they chicks. I'm tired of these niggas fighting.
fighting over hoes. Bitches act like niggas, I'm tired of niggas acting like hoes. I'm tired of all these bitches on that lawyer shit. You fuck your sister, baby daddy on your thigh shit. I'm tired of niggas frontin' like they got a bad cop out with that mag. You better run it up, that's your ass. I'm tired of all the music on the radio. A lot of rap should have been kicked out of the studio. I'm tired of rolling blunts, but I be super blowed. I'm tired of the cops, I'm a grow banger like fuck them hoes. Black 40 kill came extended, but it ain't licensed though. Tired of these hoes like Nino, you know I'm casting them. Tired of niggas snitching and walk around living comfortable. Man, fuck this shit, I'm tired, man.
I'm tired of being chubby, time to get again. Bills taking all my money, I mean every penny. I'm tired of all the hate in my own city. And if you're tired too, won't you say it with me? I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit.
We're working with about a good 2 minutes. So we definitely gonna have to do a part two, man. So why don't you let everybody know where they can find you at, all that good stuff real quick.
What's up, everybody, man? It's your boy Meechy Murdoch, man. You can find me everywhere that entertainment exists. Everybody always try to do specific links. I just tell a person, Google me. Google has everything. Everything is going to come up when you Google me. Google Meechy Murdoch. All of my social media, everywhere my music is, my YouTube, Meechy Murdoch, M-E-E-C-H-I-M-E-R-D-O-C, Meechy Murdoch. It's only one. So, but obviously I'm on YouTube, you know, everywhere else, man. So just check me out, man. Google me, man. That's the best way to find everything you're looking after if you want to see anything that has to do with myself or Gorilla Fist Records. Shout out to MFE Mag, JoJo Blaze, the whole team, Gorilla Fist Records, and everybody else that participated tonight, man. You guys were wonderful. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you checked me out because I'm going to check y'all out.
All right, and most definitely, whenever you ready to do that part two, you know, hit me up, huh?
No doubt, man. This is where it's at, man. I'm going to turn a lot of people on to this, man. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate the love, man.
No doubt, man.
And
I like
that
joint. Hey, go listen to that joint. Hey, go listen to that Tide joint on YouTube. Y'all go bump that shit. That's reality music. Go bang that. Everybody tired of something.
Oh, yeah. And when I get this mixtape series going, you know I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to need
no
that
doubt.
Heat, man.
I got All you,
right?
man. Don't worry. Let's get it.
All right. Well, we'll be talking there. And everybody else. Y'all stay safe, man, because I need y'all every Tuesday. Peace.
Peace.